Little Sam was playing with his new clock, which showed the time in a 12-hour format. It currently read 3 o'clock p.m. He wondered what time it would display after his sister Lucy had been napping for 27 hours. They both decided to calculate it together. Lucy said, "Sammy, we know that a day has 24 hours, right?" Sam nodded. She continued, "And our clock only shows up to 12 numbers. So when 12 hours pass, it starts again from 1. Together they figured out that 27 hours divided by 12 gives a remainder of 3. That meant the clock would show 6 p.m. after 27 hours. Sam exclaimed, "Wow, I didn't know that. Time can sure be tricky." Meanwhile, their robot friend Bolt, who loved chemistry, joined their discussion. Curious Bolt asked, "Hey kids, do you happen to know the atomic mass of carbon?" Neither Sam nor Lucy knew the answer. So Bolt explained, "Carbon usually has an atomic mass of around 12 units on the atomic weight scale. This value helps us understand how much each atom weighs compared to other atoms." As the day went on, Sam, Lucy, and Bolt learned more about time and atoms. However, the unexpected twist came when Lucy accidentally knocked over her glass of juice onto Sam's clock. Even though she felt bad, they realized that sometimes accidents happen, even between siblings who love learning together. And while things might not always go as planned or hoped, understanding science can help us better navigate such situations in life. Together, they figured out that 27 hours divided by 12 gives a remainder of 3. That meant the clock would show 6 p.m. after 27 hours. Sam exclaimed, "Wow, I didn't know that. Time can sure be tricky." Meanwhile, their robot friend Bolt